Hello, this is Mike Harbath with this week's Shoot the Moon podcast, broadcasting live and direct from Revenue Rocket World headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. We're pleased to welcome John Smelzes from Microsoft as our special guest today. As you guys know, if you tune into Revenue Rocket regularly, Revenue Rocket is premier sort of M&A and strategy advisory for IT services companies worldwide. I'm going to turn it over to my partner, Matt Lockhart, to facilitate the podcast today. And over to you, Matt.
Well, thanks, Mike. And John, welcome to the Shoot the Moon podcast. We are excited to have you with us. Just by, you know, way of introduction, I have worked within the Microsoft Partner Network for, 25 years now, and actually had the opportunity to work directly with John and you know, learned a lot from him. So, but I don't want to steal your thunder, John. If you could just introduce yourself and your role at Microsoft today in the One Commercial Partner program, and then you've had a great 15-year run. We'd love to hear a little bit about your history at Microsoft.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here and appreciate the discussion. You know, Revenue Rocket has for many years made a very positive contribution to the Microsoft partner community, Mike in particular as well. So great to be here. Yes, my background, I joined Microsoft 15 years ago by way of Apple and joined the product team for Windows Server and then spent some time working there, helping with our channels. And then I actually joined the channels marketing organization in the United States, worked there for a while with our licensing and our distribution partners, then worked for a good number of years in the with the SPLA licensing business, which crossed many partner types, ISVs, managed services providers, hosters, et cetera, anybody who was providing Microsoft or using Microsoft technology in data centers and providing services. And then when OCP was formed 3 years ago, joined that organization working with our national services partners and continue to love working with those partners and continue to work in that organization. And we recently rebranded to Global Partner Solutions as well.
Oh, so I was dated. And you know, the one thing that I did learn is it is a bit to catch up, you know, keep up on all the appropriate Microsoft terminology.
Indeed. But we've worked together, Matt. You do a very good job of that. So,
well, now I gotta say that a few more times. Hey, John, you know, Microsoft Inspire isn't that too far back in the rearview mirror. And, you know, for the listeners that, you know, maybe don't know, Microsoft kicks off their year at the sort of the midpoint in the calendar year. And Inspire is oftentimes an opportunity for announcements to the field, to the partner network, you know, changes and tweaks in messaging, go to market emphasis, et cetera, you know, there's always some interesting news. What can you share with us about the new year and what's new?
Sure. You know, there's really, in addition to a number of exciting technology announcements, there's really four things that stood out to me and I'd probably want to highlight here. One is the marketplace fees, and we're going to talk obviously a little more about marketplace and its role in our go-to-market strategy. So I'd say the marketplace fees dropping from 20% to 3% was a significant announcement. Also, we announced a number of additional advanced specializations, which is a really big focus area for the business. And then also industry clouds. We announced our sixth industry cloud, which is a sustainability cloud. And then probably what I would call a category changer, we announced Windows PC.
Okay, well, let's dig into a couple of those things. You know, first off, you know, tell us about the drop in fees. You know, it we know that more and more is going to be driven through the marketplace overall, and it sort of fits into something we'll talk about later, which is productization. But, you know, what was the mentality for making it so much more accessible?
Well, I think that's it. It's about making it more accessible. And, you know, as we evolve the business to, you know, best meet market demands, you know, the market is looking for digital experiences and very focused on consumption, especially its role in cloud services. So it was really important for us to do that, to make the marketplace even more accessible as it continues to expand its reach. And the partner response, and more importantly, the customer response as well, both have been very positive.
That's great. Now, specialization is something that we advocate for a lot. You know, be great at one thing. And I'm going to have Mike talk about our SVP process a little later on. But tell us about the new advanced specializations.
Sure. There's a number of advanced specializations in terms of its role in the partnership is really key. There's, in fact, I'll put some context to it. There's really three key things that, you know, a partner of Microsoft will want to be aware of, and what we look at in this context as well. And that's technical skills, where obviously advanced specialization applies. Also, we do solution validation, which is notable as well, on what is published in the marketplace. Field engagement, so the amount of inbound and outbound opportunities that are flowing between our organizations, and business impact as measured by usage or revenue and customer acquisition. So just important, I think, to understand the context as well and the role that advanced specializations are playing in the increasing opportunity for partners in this marketplace model.
Well, that's great. Mike? You know, let's kind of jump in a little bit and, you know, you see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of IT services firms and have been advocating for the context of productization for years and years and years. And, tell us a little bit more about why that creates a differentiated IT services firm.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. You know, we've talked a lot about our SVP process over the years within the Microsoft community. You know, SVP stands for specialize, verticalize, and productize. And essentially, you know, specialize is really around a core set of technologies within the Microsoft stack. Verticalize is what it is, right? Pick your vertical and run. And then productize is really the wrapper of IP, whether that be, you know, technology-based IP and or process-based IP. That can really help that vertical be successful and differentiate. But more importantly, it allows you to have a very large impact on that business, that client, beyond the technology. And we've always believed that, you know, the best IT services firms or service-enabled technology companies need to have a very broad and material impact to the business. Not only technology in that business, but ultimately the business itself. And certainly following a route like SVP and productization will do just that.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I think a good opportunity to transition to how the marketplace enables it, John. You know, you sort of made it clear to me that Microsoft wants to be, and I love this word, the app store for the enterprise, right? And the marketplace. And so tell us how, you know, the advances of the marketplace is pulling that together in terms of enabling partners to, you know, productize, but then also make it easy for customers to identify the right specialization and the right partner for their needs.
Sure. Yeah, happy to do so. So, you know, the marketplace, in fact, is it's, you know, I made the comment earlier about a digital experience, right, that's expected by customers. And so there's an ease of acquiring technology and services that is expected. And a lot of that has been set as an expectation for us as consumers. If we think about how often now we're purchasing online and we're using our phones for so many different things, aspects of our lives. And also there's a generational component as well. As younger generations assume leadership positions in customer accounts, there's an expectation there that that type of experience, which they've often grown up with, or certainly for a larger portion of their lives than I certainly had, they have that expectation when it comes to acquiring technology that'll help them run their businesses better. So it's in that context that, you know, we've really are focused on supporting that and meeting the customer where they would like to be met as effectively as we can. And the marketplace is how we're doing that. And from a partner perspective, it really provides three channels for a partner to leverage to scale their business. And that's directly to customers through the marketplace itself. There's the opportunity for co-selling of marketplace published solutions with the Microsoft field sales team, and the opportunity to also sell one's services and IP through other Microsoft partners, through the CSP partner or the cloud services partners ecosystem.
Well, it's great. And I mean, lots to dig into there. Co-selling with Microsoft is really the way of the future. But, you know, you mentioned sort of being able to sell through other CSPs. Right. And that really brings up this idea of joint partnerships, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, putting together a couple of different specializations to meet customer needs. Tell us a little bit about that, John.
Sure. So, you know, as partners are publishing, going through the process, which is done in Partner Center. So you go to partner.microsoft.com and there's a link in the upper right hand side to what used to say dashboard and says Partner Center. And that's where a partner can manage all aspects of their relationship with Microsoft, everything from literally deploying services there if desired, to any licensing programs, advanced specializations, and publishing. And then during that publishing process, the partner has the opportunity to choose which marketplaces or which, I should say, channels they'd like to leverage directly to customer. And they have choices between Azure Marketplace, which is more oriented on tooling and tools that help customers in Azure. And then AppSource, which is targeted towards business decision makers. And then they also have the choice to select making these or co-selling with the Microsoft field sales team and publishing any unique assets that they'd like to leverage in doing so. And another choice is the one here, partner to partner. So publishing a solution to the CSP partner community is another option within that publishing process.
Well, you know, Mike, from your history, I mean, you know that those firms that do well within this partner ecosystem are the winners, right? And so to do well moving forward, you need to really think about services in sort of a product management mentality. And so back to that sort of productization, Mike, what do you see in those winners, those IT services firms in the you know, Microsoft ecosystem that enabled them to kind of work well in this new publishing to marketplace environment?
Well, certainly, Matt, you know, we've seen the winners be able to, you know, not only, you know, publish to the marketplace, but they're able to do that if they have a repeatable process and a repeatable offering. You know, in many ways, it's like an assembly line, right? You know, the old adage that Henry Ford said, you could have any color car as long as it was black. In many ways applies to IT services companies if they're going to scale and scale profitably, which we, you know, feel is obviously very, very important to not only their ability to build stakeholder value into the business, but also to be able to, you know, scale the business beyond a small enterprise. And so certainly by thinking through how they bring their services to market and their IP to market, which their services based on how they bundle them and how they choose to bundle it with technology-based IP and target it to the vertical, all are, as we've talked about before, are interrelated. And the ability to have a repeatable and scalable series of services that are offered along a life cycle certainly is the key to success, and one that we've seen implemented successfully in the Microsoft ecosystem many times.
Yeah, that's great. And John, I know from a bit of our past experience, you've enabled a lot of partners in your role to think differently about what the functions and the skills that they need within their own organization to build that repeatability of working within this new sort of ecosystem and taking advantage of the marketplace. So let's talk a little bit about that, John. What do you advocate for organizations to build internally? What are the roles that they need? How do they need to enable, you know, this repeatability?
Yeah, well, I think we're, you know, in thinking, building on Mike's comments as well, you know, this is a really key part of it. And I, you know, just quickly circling back to the partner to partner piece, cloud is broad, and this is going to have direct, obviously, application to as we talk through the marketplace and best practices. But the cloud provides broad capabilities, and it's very challenging for a single organization to provide all of the capabilities that a customer might need to leverage. And so partner to partner, not just in the sense of publishing a solution to other partners, but I'd also encourage partners to identify areas where they have a solution and there are very closely related technology areas or solutions, whether it be IP or services that are complementary. And so we're also seeing an increase in partner to partner in that context between organizations as well, for the reasons I mentioned, just the broad capabilities and the expectations of customers that they can work with fewer partners who can provide even further depth. So partner to partner becomes key in publishing in general and in this context of thinking through best practices. In terms of roles, it's very different to be a publisher, right, than it is to be providing services or in a scenario where you go in and you talk to a customer and you're trying to determine, okay, what are the challenges and how can I provide services or tailor different skills that are on the different teams or practices in my organization to meet those needs. It's a very different conversation to go in with a specific solution, often or ideally tailored, that's specialized, that's really industry specialized is often key as well, or increasingly key. And so there are different roles within the partner organization that need to exist that may not have existed before. And I'm seeing the partners that are most successful are staffing these roles and making some of the organizational changes that are necessary to move to a solution oriented approach and go to market, where when you're talking to customers, you're providing a solution out of the gate to start that conversation. It may or may not resonate, and then you can change course, but you're leading with something. And you also have defined boundaries. So instead of trying to accommodate a unique services opportunity, if a customer scenario doesn't meet that opportunity or doesn't map to the solution areas of focus, then moving on. And that's also a different mindset approach as well. So those are some of the things I've observed, and the partners that are most successful with it are really embracing that change, identifying how they might need to structure their organization a little differently to have stronger capabilities in demand generation, as an example, have specific roles that are become quite skilled at the different Microsoft programs, and depending on which Microsoft sales team they're working with, the motion's a little bit different as well. So the most successful partners also typically have an alliance director at minimum focused on that. And then I'd say in a final comment, the probably not only successful, where I see the largest amount of co-selling and the largest number of engagements is partners that have a marketing role. And by marketing role, I don't mean an events management role, somebody who does everything from product management to inbound marketing, positioning and messaging, and helping then drive demand for those solutions.
That's incredible. I'm chuckling because moving on from any potential customer scenario is a difficult skill in and of itself. but Mike, you know, I just can't, you know, advocating for marketing, Mike, in all capacities, not just for enabling the best of the best in building your business with Microsoft, but building your business overall. You know, we see it all the time that companies underspend in marketing. Don't you think?
Absolutely. I'd say overall, most tech companies, SaaS companies, particularly those that are around the partner ecosystem, suffer from gaps in marketing is probably the best way to put it. Whether that be through underspending or not spending appropriately, or not immediately seeing a return. So they suspend the spend. Marketing effectively your business and the Microsoft ecosystem is critical to your long-term success. There's no question. Being able to have a differentiated message, particularly one that's aligned to sort of the vertical market, SVP, if you will, you know, specialized, verticalized, productized, is critical to break through the noise as well. And the companies that do marketing well in our industry wildly outperform the ones that don't.
Yeah.
So I certainly would challenge our listeners to think about that and focus on, you know, how do they get the message out and how do they move sort of through the marketing drive demand to their solutions and their offerings in ways that, you know, a lot of tech firms just don't know how to do.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk a little bit, John. You reinforced that Microsoft is knowing all of our customers better through this industry approach, and as represented by continuing to build upon these industry clouds, you know, which really plays into the verticalization approach that we see at Revenue Rocket and have been advocating for. And this really applies, you know, to service companies across the board, as well as, you know, tech-enabled service companies, SaaS companies, and the like. It can be a managed services provider that has a specialization in healthcare, and they become, and their growth and their profitability and their value to customers is that much greater because they've got that. Or it can be a custom solutions or data firm with a specialization in FinServe. And so, you know, we've seen this, but now Microsoft is both organizing around it and then building incredible value through these industry clouds. And so what do you see? And you mentioned that there's a new industry cloud this year, John.
That's right. Yes, the sustainability cloud. So, key point. And you know, this is exciting. I'll answer that. And then I'll bring it back to what we just talked about, because what's exciting in working with partners is many of them actually have these skills or capabilities or these patterns, but they haven't been productized yet. Put packaged into a solution and focused on an industry. And frankly, it's a lot of fun to be involved in working with partners and you know, collectively realize that, identify it, and then execute on it. So I want to make sure I'd encourage the partners listening to think about where patterns have emerged. Do they happen to have a lot of customers in a given industry? What's consistent between how they're supporting or engaging with those customers? But in terms of industry overall, Microsoft is all in on industry. And what I mean by that is, you know, we appreciate the more focused and specialized that one is, the higher probability that they're going to hit their revenue targets, right? And so just in terms of growth, in terms of value, back to what customers are expecting, not only are they wanting to work with fewer partners but they want to work with partners that have the industry expertise as well. And that's really key. Understand the business challenges that they're addressing and the connection between the how that technology they're discussing directly relates to those desired outcomes on the business side and supports innovation there. And that's an evolved conversation, I'll call it, right? And industry focus is key to that. So what we've done is for a number of years now, our enterprise team has had industry sales teams for financial services, healthcare, manufacturing, retail, to name a few. Energy would be another example. And this year, we've also now begun having dedicated industry sales teams in our mid-market sales team as well. So that's a strong statement. Previously, we continue to have where the specialists and the sellers in the mid-market will declare a major and a minor. So they'll notice where they have a large number of, say, financial services customer, they might make that their major. And then they have a good number, but not as large of manufacturing, they'll make that their minor. And so when, you know, pulling this all together, when we think about the three channels that are available, there's a very clear model here. And that's a key point I want to hit on, because the model's very clear, it's data driven, it's industry focused, and it's supported by those three, you know, elements that I talked about earlier. field engagement, lead sharing, inbound and outbound, business impact, including not only consumption, but customer acquisition and technical skills. Because if you're thinking about a marketplace model, then, and customers are seeking industry specific solutions that they can connect to their business needs, this is the kind of structure and the go-to-market model that the approach we're taking. And when it comes to our sellers working with partners, we're fortunate to have a great partner ecosystem with a very highly skilled partners and increasingly industry focused either partner organizations or solutions. And with those, we do see our highest success rate. You know, I think we all know the more specialized you are, the more successful you generally are in your sales engagements, in your conversion rates from opportunities to close deals, et cetera. You also see our industry cloud. So this all aligns, right? Our sales, our marketplace having industry specific solutions, our sales teams being organized by industry, both in the enterprise and the mid-market, and then industry cloud that support and enable the unique requirements of a given industry.
That's amazing, John. And Mike, I think, you know, we've seen on the merger and acquisition side of our business, you know, firms that, you know, have buying mandates and they are looking for partners that have started to, or maybe they are mature in building this approach with Microsoft, that they can demonstrate the field engagement. They have shown how they are driving more consumption through the cloud, right? And they've got the specialization in their technical approach. But, you know, tell us more about that, Mike, where, you know, it's clear in our M&A mandates.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. I would say that, you know, the focus on these areas certainly drive enterprise value and drive demand. You know, I think if you're a regular listener to this podcast, it's no mystery, or if you're even just operating your business, it's no mystery that, you know, the market is pretty hot and consolidation is occurring. But what we certainly see, you know, within the Microsoft ecosystem is that those buyers are getting more selective, and they are certainly looking for and embracing this strategy. And they're paying up for that. And I think that translates to, you know, higher enterprise value and certainly is in great demand. And I think it also speaks to the merits of adopting and embracing the strategy, not just to, you know, frankly, if you're a future seller of a business as a Microsoft partner and enhancing value, but, you know, creating much more value to the marketplace in general and ultimately being able to scale and grow much more quickly, like we talked about before.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, and it's an exciting time. John, you can hear it in your voice. It's an exciting time to be working with Microsoft. It's just an exciting time to be in technology. And we've only, you know, really scratched the surface, man. We haven't even really talked about security. We haven't talked. There's so much. And so, you know, what an exciting time for us. And John, you know, we'd love to have you back and continue to reinforce upon this, because I think the models that you guys are driving out to the partner ecosystem are, you know, similar to what we've been advocating for. And, you know, sometimes you just got to repeat yourself and repeat yourself and repeat yourself before it starts to stick. But, you know, John, we can't thank you enough for joining us today. Any final thoughts on your behalf, John?
No, I'd probably connect some of the things that we've touched on. We've touched on a number of key topics here, and I really appreciate it and echo your and Mike's comments. It's a clear model. What's exciting is that we've improved through Partner Center and other areas the way that we digitally engage, which means more active, simpler information flow, easier to find things, which historically had been a challenge for partners working with Microsoft because the breadth of the programs. So really putting everything in one place. We talked about organizational structure to really capitalize upon the opportunity, and we talked about where we're working to meet best meet the expectations of customers, and we talked about a digital experience, and we talked about industry. So when we think about pulling all that together, I'd encourage the partners listening to think about that model. And really, I like to highlight that the ROI increases for partners in working with Microsoft in this model. What I mean by that is it's a very clear model around engaging with customers and providing opportunities bidirectionally, having business impact and measuring it, and the advanced specializations. Because if you keep going, we keep going back because it's such a key point to this marketplace concept. In a marketplace, Microsoft, in effect, we don't have resellers anymore, right? We are a marketplace, and there are publishers that we work with. So our partners are publishers, whether it be IP or services. So that has those implications and considerations that SVP is helping partners to address. And we've touched on and talked a bit about on this on today's session as well. So exciting time, to your point. The ROI is, in fact, even further increased. The key is to really understand this model and leverage this model and see the accelerated growth that we are seeing with partners as a result of doing so.
Yeah. So
thank you for the opportunity today. Appreciate it.
That's awesome. And, you know, maybe you could come back in when the snow's flying up here in Minnesota and we can talk a little bit more about some of the data and the data-driven approaches that you're seeing, because I know that, you know, you're in the catbird seat. And so I think that might be exciting for our audience.
Sounds great.
But with that, Mike, I'll turn it over to you to wrap us up.
Sounds great, Matt. Thanks a lot for your time today. And John, we appreciate you attending as a guest on the podcast. Very interesting podcast, and we love your input. With that, as we say every week, we're going to tie a ribbon on it. Everybody have a fantastic week, and we look forward to tuning into next week's podcast. Take care.